Calling control. This is 86 calling control. Come in, control. Hello, control. This is Maxwell Smart. No, Smart. S is in splendid. M is in marvelous. A is in... That's right, Smart. Hello. Who? I don't get you. Well, maybe you better spell it. C is in Charlie. H is in Harry. I is in cheap. Oh, cheap. This is Smart. S is in splendid. Okay, go ahead, Chief.
Max, I want you to report to headquarters, pick up a suitcase, and meet me at the airport.
Right, Chief. Where am I going?
To the airport.
I know that, Chief, but where are you sending me?
To the airport!
Look, Chief, why don't we start from the beginning? You want me to go to headquarters.
Max, report to Professor Parker. He'll give you a suitcase that's been made up especially as a cover for you to act as a passenger.
Right, Chief, I'm on my way.
And Max, make sure you're not followed if chaos gets on your trail.
Don't worry, Chief. I'm perfectly capable of taking care of myself.
This your car?
Yes, sir.
Next time, put a nickel in the meter.
Sorry about this, officer. You see, I was in kind of a hurry.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
See, these two chaos agents were after me.
That's no excuse for carelessness.
They were trying to kill me.
Look, we all got our problems, mister. Just be more careful next time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Don't thank me. I'm just trying to do my job.
Go. carefully, Max. We only have a couple of minutes.
Chief, you better check through my suitcase. There are a lot of people looking over this way.
All right. In just a few minutes, a chaos agent will be getting off that plane that just landed. He'll be carrying a suitcase like this. I want you to switch suitcases while 99 distracts the chaos man. Then I'll take some photographs of the contents and we'll switch the suitcases back again. Do you have any questions?
My duty is to obey orders, Chief, not to ask questions.
Good.
Why are we doing this, Chief?
The past few days, a steady flow of chaos men have been coming into this country from Europe, South America, everywhere. They're all wearing dark suits and carrying suitcases like this.
Well, maybe it's a convention.
Max, we want to get a look into one of the suitcases without their knowledge.
Oh, that's a good plan, Chief, except for one thing. How do we know who the real chaos agent is? After all, there'll be a lot of men in dark suits with suitcases on that plane.
Agent 44 is somewhere in the airport. He'll identify the chaos man.
You're not doing your job, Chief.
What are you talking about?
Well, a good customs inspector would have looked in my socks. They're looking, Chief. Incidentally, Chief, right after I talked to you, I was attacked by a couple of chaos agents.
Yes, I know. We picked them up a few minutes ago.
Well, do you think there's any connection with that attempt on my life in this case?
We don't know. We won't be able to talk to them until they leave the hospital.
One of them was a very careless driver.
All set, sir.
Chief, you forgot to check for a false bottom or secret compartments.
There's no false bottom in this.
They're looking.
Right. There you are, sir. All set.
All set. Sure, it's easy for you to say all set after you've messed and torn and ripped everything in my suitcase. You custom inspectors are all alike. No wonder guys like me don't like to travel. Hope I'm not out of line, Chief.
Max.
Just doing a little acting, Chief. Incidentally, you did a nice job yourself. By the way, Chief, where's Agent 44?
Right here.
Agent 44?
That's right. Inspect me. That's the chaos man, the one with the hat.
May I see your bag, sir?
I have diplomatic immunity. These are my credentials.
Well, thank you, sir. I'll look at them over here.
Excuse me, sir. Were you on flight 32?
Yes, I was.
Oh, good. Well, we're taking a little survey of our passengers to make sure everyone's satisfied, and I wonder if you'd mind answering a few questions.
Well,
I'd really appreciate it so much if you would.
Yes, all right.
Good. Well, here's the list, and this is a list of the food and wine that we have. If you'd just check off the things that you'd like to have when you travel with us again.
Yes.
And then down here we have either imported or domestic wine.
Look, Max.
What is it, Chief?
I don't know. It's some sort of metal, something. Put it down and take a couple of pictures of it. All right, put it back and take it back to me. Your papers seem to be in order, sir.
I know they are. I shall complain to my government about this intolerable treatment.
I said take the suitcase back. I can't, Chief. My tie is stuck in the suitcase and the blocks are jammed.
Well, cut it off.
Are you kidding? This is a $6 tie.
Max, he's about to leave. Now, hurry up.
Now, will that be all, miss?
Oh, there's one other thing I want to ask you about.
I'm sorry, but I must be leaving now. What are you doing down there?
Would you believe a Jolson medley?
Stop it! Don't move or Smart gets it.
That's right. Don't move or Smart gets it.
Coming with us.
Oh.
Well, what is it, Parker?
I don't know. It's some metal alloy. Machine tooled, hand finished. I'd say from these grooves and this beveled edge that it fits into something.
And you mean it could be part of some larger machine?
That's right.
Well, Parker, what are these numbers here on the side?
127.
Maybe that's a part number.
Then each chaos agent is bringing in a part of some larger object.
some machine or weapon, and that is part number 127. Max, bring in that chaos agent. We'll see if we can get anything else out of him.
Right, Chief.
Parker, take that back and see if you can find anything else about it.
Okay.
I don't think we'll get anything out of that chaos agent, Chief.
We've got 299. We must find out where those men are assembling and what that machine is.
You will get nothing out of me, Mr. Smart. Chaos trains its men well. I can take threats, torture, starvation. How about you?
Well, I can take threats and starvation. Torture, I'm not too crazy about.
You might as well tell us everything you know. We'll get it out of you sooner or later.
I will tell you nothing.
You don't have to tell us anything. You see, I figured it all out by a matter of simple deduction.
Really?
Yes. You see, there are several hundred chaos agents, each carrying a numbered part to a certain location. Now, when you put this machine together, each one of you will leave the country carrying an empty suitcase. All 300 of you.
338.
Good work, Max.
You still do not know one vital piece of information. That is where we are all assembling.
That's where you're wrong. Judging by the time of your arrival, the points of entry of the other chaos agents, and your method of transportation, I would say that your meeting place would be in Littleton, New Hampshire.
You're dead wrong.
Well, it may not be right in Littleton, New Hampshire, but it's right outside of it.
And I am telling you that Littleton, New Hampshire is no place near Blue Mist Mountain.
Blue Mist Mountain.
I think I've done it again.
I remember that from security briefing, Chief. That's right next to the PDQ missile base.
Well, that's a top secret base, isn't it, Chief?
Right, and we've got to get up there and find out what those chaos men are doing.
Oh, I could just kill myself.
99, go down to operations and get three tickets on this afternoon's flight to Blue Mist Mountain.
Chief, if we wait until Monday, we can fly at half fare.
This afternoon, 99.
Right, Chief.
Their cabin is right down there, about half a mile.
Let me take a look. Ah, yes, I see it. Oh, wait a minute, Chief.
What?
One of the chaos agents is coming out of the cabin now.
Does he have a suitcase with him?
No. Take a look, 99.
I wonder how many of the 338 chaos agents have delivered their parts.
Well, we have part 127. That's our key to get in there and look around. Are you ready, Max?
All ready, Chief. 99?
Right, Max.
Now remember, Max, you're a chaos agent. Find out all you can, but don't arouse their suspicions, and report back to me immediately.
Right, Chief.
Now, before you go, Max, would you let me have your shoe phone, please? I want to call the general and see if he's moved the troops up. Thank you. Hello, General Crawford, this is the chief. Have you got your men deployed? Good. Don't move them in any further than 3 miles. We want to catch them off guard. Now, if you want to check back with me, the number here... Max, what's the number on your shoe phone, the private number?
306, chief.
Number is 306. Right, over and out. Now, remember, Max, be careful. These men will not hesitate to kill you.
Right, chief. Ninety-nine?
Yes, Max.
Just in case something happens and I don't make it back, take care of the chief.
Right, Max.
Oh, and 99?
Yes, Max.
Look after Fang.
I will, Max.
And the plants in my apartment should be watered about once a week.
Max!
Where's 127? What if he doesn't get here?
He'll be here. He has to be.
Who is it?
Chaos Agent 127 reporting.
Give me this. This is it. The last piece.
What took you so long, 127? You were supposed to be here an hour ago.
Well, I think I was being followed.
Followed? That doesn't give us much time. We'll set it for midnight.
Midnight tonight? Isn't that a little early?
You, out. You've got 10 minutes to get out of the area before this thing goes off.
What is that?
Must be your phone.
We haven't got a phone.
Well, how about your alarm clock?
There's no alarm clock here.
Oh. Well, I guess it was the wrong number.
But we told you we don't have a phone.
Well, you better get one. As long as you've got the ringing, you might as well have the phone, right? The bomb is set to go off at midnight. They gave me 10 minutes to get out of the area.
Midnight? That's in 7 minutes.
What about the other parts?
Well, mine was the last part, 127. That's the one they were waiting for.
That's it, of course.
What?
A nuclear explosion here on the site of one of our government's missile bases. The rest of the world will think the United States has exploded a nuclear device and broken the test ban. Chaos must have been paid to do this. We've got to stop them. That must be the general.
Oh, yes, he called me while I was over at the Chaos cabin.
This is the chief. No, General, move your troops back. We've got to get them out of the area. There's no time to explain. Max, draw a picture of the cabin fast. We're going in ourselves, General. We've only got 6 minutes, over and out. We have got to find that bomb ourselves and deactivate it. Let me see the map.
Well, there's a door here, Chief, yeah. And a door here, and then there's a window over here.
Well, what are those three things?
Well, this is me, and this is you, and this is 99.
Not this cabin, Max, that cabin. Never mind, Max, there just isn't time. How many doors does it have?
Well, there's a east door and a west door.
Okay, you take the east door and break in, I'll take the west door and break in. 99, you come through the window.
Right.
Now, when I give the signal of three whistles, we'll all burst in, right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
It's set to go off in 4 minutes.
Come on, the helicopter's ready to pick us up at the clearing.
What is that?
I don't know. You take that door. You take that door.
Max, what happened?
I don't know, 99, but at least we got two of them.
How?
Well, I don't know. The chief was going that way, and I was... I think they shot each other.
Where's the chief?
I don't know. He went past me so fast, I didn't even have a chance to say hello. Hello, Chief.
Chief!
What happened?
Well, it's just a flesh wound, but he got away.
I'll get him, Chief.
No, wait. Somewhere in this room, there's a bomb that's going to explode in 3 minutes. We've got to find it.
3 minutes? Well, that doesn't give us too much time, Chief. Just about 30 seconds to find it.
Well, what are the other 2.5 minutes for?
Running.
Thanks. We couldn't have time to leave the area. We've got to find the bomb. Maybe Professor Parker might know where it could be hidden. Contact him immediately.
Right, Chief. This is 86 calling control. This is 86 calling control. Come in, control. Put me through to Professor Parker. Oh, Parker, this is 86.
Hello, 86. Where are you?
We're in a cabin on top of Blue Mist Mountain.
Blue Mist Mountain?
Yes. It's really lovely up here, Parker. Nice pine trees.
Max!
Sorry about that, Chief. Listen, Parker, one of the Chaos agents escaped, but he left a bomb here that's set to go off at midnight.
What does it look like?
Well, frankly, that's why we called you, Parker. We don't know where it is.
You don't know where it is?
Well, we thought that you might have some idea of how it could be camouflaged.
Describe everything in the room.
Well, let's see, Professor. It's a typical early American home. Couch, chairs, sofa, tables, TV set, and a hidden atomic bomb.
Wait a minute, Max, don't say anything. Don't move. Do you hear something ticking?
Yes, I do, Chief. And from the frequency of the noise and its volume, and from the fact that you're standing right next to it, I would say it was this clock.
Open the face of the clock.
Right, Chief.
The face doesn't open, Chief. Wait a minute, there's a catch here. You know something, Chief? I've got a feeling this is no ordinary clock.
Two and a half minutes.
Hello, 86. Hello. Do you see it?
Yes, Professor. It's built into the wall.
Find a screwdriver.
A screwdriver. Right, Professor. Chief, did I lend you my screwdriver?
No, what?
I don't have a screwdriver, Professor.
Well, what do you have that you can use?
What do I have? Hold this, Chief. Wait a minute. I have a dime. That's better than a screwdriver. You can't make a phone call with a screwdriver.
2 minutes, Max.
Okay. Now there should be a door to the casing. Open it.
Right.
1 minute, 50 seconds.
Go to it, Max.
Remove the flange from the plutonium strip. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, well, I'm familiar with the word remove.
Smart.
The uranium of plutonium should be in the form of a ball, about the size of a softball. Reach in with your hand and feel around.
Reach in with my bare hand?
Yes. It'll be on the end of what looks like a long steel gun barrel.
But do I have time to put my gloves on?
Hurry up, Smart.
1 minute, Max.
Do you see the control box connected to the barrel?
I think so.
You have to loosen the screw on top of the box.
Well, I can do that with my dime.
Quickly, Max.
45 seconds, Max. Now relax. Don't get excited. 40 seconds.
I'm turning the gold tip screw.
No, that's the trigger.
That's the trigger.
I know
the trigger.
Smart.
You have to loosen the hexagonal bolt right next to the gold tip screw without touching anything else.
20 seconds, Max.
How did you make out, Smart?
I dropped my dime.
Smart.
Well, if it's at all loose, use your fingers. Turn it, Smart.
Turn it!
How much time do I have, 99? Don't tell me.
8 seconds.
Oh, you've ignited the mass! It's going off!
That's not the half of it. My tire's caught in this thing.
I don't know how you did it, Max, but you just saved the East Coast, maybe the whole world. That was a close one.
You don't know how close it was, Chief. I was thinking of wearing my bow tie today.
Yeah, this is so different from ours. I'm really not sure about this. It's going to take a little time. Sorry.
Found this one wandering in the woods, Chief. This is the last of them.
Well, Chief, now we've captured all the chaos agents.
Good.
Just think, Chief, 338 of them. Boy, that's really going to put a dent in the chaos training program.
Excuse me, Smart. When you tried to deactivate this, which way did you turn that plutonium screw?
Well, I'm not quite sure, Professor Parker. Why?
Well, if you turn it to the left, it doesn't matter. But if you turn it to the right, you've destroyed the safety device. It can be reactivated by anything. Even a loud noise.
Could the loud noise be a gunshot?
It'll go off in a minute and a half.
What can we do, Professor?
Don't worry, Chief. This is right up my alley. Professor, your tie, please.